rearing his head back like a striking snake, he butted it hard, the impact of colliding heads almost stunning him. Then they both rolled off the platform, the strange beast's claws locked into Tag's belt. He got a fleeting glimpse of leafy foliage rushing by. As they plummeted earthward, Tag twisted, his lightning reflexes putting him on top of his attacker. They struck the ground with a hard thud. Both lay completely stunned. A long interval passed before Tag stirred. The creature beneath him was still unconscious, though it was groaning and muttering through its stupor. He realised that his foe would soon regain its senses. He would have to work quickly to free himself. Tag rolled off the beast, shaking himself until his claws came loose from his belt. The otter's mind was racing with one thing uppermost. His knife, where was it? An idea occurred to him. Using his footpaws, he rolled the beast over face down. There was the blade, thrust into the back of his adversary's belt. Tag's teeth closed around the handle, and with a mighty effort, he tugged the knife free. The beast groaned and rolled over onto its back. It was coming slowly awake. There was no time to lose. Holding the knife point forward in his mouth, Tag worked his head up and down, sawing away at the bonds on his paws, which had tied tightly in front of him. It did not take long. Sawny rat's blade could slice a leaf floating in the air. Keeping an eye on the fast-reviving beast, Tag sliced through the thongs about his footpaws. Still holding the knife in his teeth, Tag massaged the life back into his limbs. The otter's head was banging and he was sore all over from the fight, but he was alive. Sheltered from the moonlight, it was totally dark in the tree shadow. Tag still did not know what type of creature he was up against. It was not quite his height, but much bulkier. Suddenly, it sat bolt upright, laughing madly.
So you stayed to get yourself killed, eh?
Tag did a forceful twirl. His rudder-like tail thwacked hard right across his opponent's forehead, sending it down again. Like a flash he was upon it, straddling the creature's chest, his blade across its throat.
Be still! Still, I say! Don't move or you'll be the one who gets killed. Be still, I warn you!
Two glittering eyes grinned wildly up at him.
Kill me then, vermin. Go on, get it over with.
Reversing the knife, Tag thwacked his opponent between the eyes, stunning it again. Piecing together the thongs that had bound him, he tied an end around one of the beast's paws. He dragged it upright and slammed it face forward against the nearest alder. Running the thong around the trunk, he tied it to the beast's other paw and let it slump down into a sitting position, paws spread, embracing the tree it was bound to. Tag staggered down to the water's edge and lay flat in the shallows, letting the cold stream water wash the aches from his body. Then, feeling refreshed, he went back to where he had hidden his coracle and found the pack of supplies given him by the voles. Having eaten a few small cakes of oats and dried fruit, he drank some pear cordial and felt much better.